plastic.
Outside the Pizza Box, you're listening to Devil Radio at 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, Pizza Box Mike, and of course, Jimmy K again.
Good afternoon.
The beard is gone.
Yeah, dude, your face is naked. Your crust is naked.
A couple of my grandkids said they hate my neck because it's now as skinny as it actually is.
You know what? When I shave, I have no chin. I have zero chin. You have more chin than I do. So when I shave naked face, I look ridiculous. I'm a no chin dude.
Having a chin is not that good if you're leading with it.
True.
Which I've found out several times, but I get back up. But isn't it great? Gone are the days, I guess, of a president that would suggest nuking a hurricane. Downplaying a pandemic, including things like injecting ourselves with disinfectant and taking dangerous drugs that aren't effective. You know, what else did he do? Well, of course, you know, tossing paper towels after a hurricane, caging babies, hanging out with dictators, respects them for how they handle their people. And it's only temporary. I'm not that comfortable. I hope nobody else is. Because what isn't gone is racism, inequality, injustice, privilege for different levels of whatever, I guess, demographic you're in. Because I've got privilege being a white man, but compared to people with wealth and power, and that's because I don't exercise it. Never have, never will. Don't think I'm better than anybody else. No, I'm worse than a lot of people. So, yeah, I guess it is a relief, much needed relief for what we've been going through. But, you know, already they're taking polls and only 21% of the population feels like we're moving in the right direction. And we already got a call, and I know who it is. It's the original Wisco Paul. What's happening, Paul?
Hey, good afternoon, Michael. Thanks for your show. Hey, yeah, you do have family, if I'm not mistaken, that lives up in Tom Tiffany's district. Is that correct?
I don't know. Nobody claims the Dickman side of the family. I come in. A lot of them have two N's, and when they kicked us out, we lost an N on the back of our name. I know that. I don't have a lot of really close relatives left. Lake Geneva and Delavan was, you know, Walworth area was where I had my dad's relatives, and my mom's family lives out in Crawford County area, La Crosse. So,
I was thinking you were traveling up north and up there, but maybe not. Anyway.
Oh, I had a brother way up that lived in Merrill for a while, but he's now in Colorado. A lot of my family moved to Colorado, so they're much smarter than I am.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be. Well, fortunately for me, I live close to Madison, so I get talk radio, and I just, you know. I have a dear friend who lives up by Westfield, Wisconsin. You have an idea where that is, Mike?
Yeah.
Westfield. Well, they haven't even taken the Trump signs down up there or the flags. It's like no matter I guess it doesn't matter what he does. But do you think, Michael, that if we got some kind of whoever would do it, some talk radio up there, even if it was center left, it would help up there? Because it seems to me, at least in the areas I know, the Democratic Party's pretty much lost it. And I don't know how you fix it.
Well,
I mean, because
first of all, we know that the disinformation in the rural areas is, you know, that's why broadband internet was kicked away, you know, $40 million by Scott Walker. They don't want people to know the truth about a lot of things, right? They want to run their propaganda machine. So it's a difficult thing, but and the same thing with high-speed rail, you know, that's all about not diversifying our infrastructure and our people so that we all can meet and greet and do things that we can't do when they... Disinformation is the problem right now. And a lot of people that I know, I've seen people say things on Facebook, and I'm like, dude, get some help, man. You know, statements like, oh, I'd rather die on my feet than on my hands and knees with blinders. And I'm like, take the blinders off. Stand up, dude. I mean, these are guys I like, so it's going to be a difficult battle.
I want to apologize to Wisco Paul because I'm not – I pulled a crudy on him and I hung up on him.
Oh, just now?
Yeah.
Oh, he'll be back.
Yeah. But yeah, Mark from the SAC on right now.
Hey, Mark, what's happening?
Well, you just made the comment, that they complain about being on their hands and knees with blinders on while they're perfectly willing to be on their hands and knees for Donald Trump. That and most of these Republicans that I read the comment about the anti-maskers that are saying, well, that Biden can kiss their asses. Well, that I want all those guys to give up their taxpayer-funded health care, give up their place in line to be first in line for the vaccine, they and their whole families. And they can talk really big and they can talk really smart like this and talk to the Trumpster base. But I mean, that I imagine when push comes to shove, that they're right there, it's going to be the first ones to get the vaccine and make sure their families get the vaccine and they're protected that way. But they can talk tough there. And I've had it with them. I mean, that, my mother's been gone for quite a while now, but she always kind of talked me down on how angry I'd get over these guys, that these selfish bastards that don't give a rip about the people they supposedly represent, that yet they make these comments and they're getting Trump's base all excited and they're not willing to, I mean, for gosh sakes, our Capitol is occupied by terrorists, and they're willing to to kowtow to the terrorists again. I mean, they're willing to forgive Trump for inciting that riot, inciting his base. And if things would have gone, to use the old expression, gone south, I mean, that we'd be, they would have re-inaugurated Trump, and we'd be looking at gun barrels, pointed at us on our streets. Under martial law, under the new Trump regime. I mean, maybe that's looking at it, through, maybe I'm being unjust to them, but I just don't think so. I mean, that they were willing to overthrow, they would have accepted the government being overthrown in that fashion and been perfectly happy with it. And we have to call them out on it. I mean, if you want to have a democratic republic, which is what we're supposed to have, imperfect as it is, then you got to suck it up and accept the results of the election. That, as far as I'm concerned, all these guys that call the election illegitimate, they're just liars, and we need to call them out. I mean, that the election was legitimate. The only illegitimate part of it was that their efforts to knock so many people off the voting rolls.
Well, I agree, Mark. Thanks for calling. I'm come from a wrestling family. You get a guy down like that on his back, you stick him, okay? You don't let him up. And it's metaphorically speaking, folks. That's where I get my background from. How would I handle this if I was wrestling? I'd take it down, put it on its back, and I'd stick it. And then I'd get up and go look for the next one that wants to take that route. I don't know if it's a bad metaphor, but not for me. Sports is something that I used to really, really enjoy. And then it became politics when I could really no longer play sports anymore, right? So, but, I mean, this isn't gone. This is just the start. This is basically rolling back Trump. And that's what Joe Biden's doing right now by signing all these orders. He's rolling back Trump, just like they'd roll back the prices at Walmart, right? We're going to cut this back. But once you get to that point, and of course, this watching Mitch McConnell, it just destroys any chance of democracy at all. Because when he's in the majority, it's, just put the hammer down. And when he's in the minority, he thinks his job is to stop the majority from getting what needs to be legislated. We voted on this stuff, Mitch. And I don't know if he won a fair election or not. I don't trust every election. Of course not. I've seen several stolen, you know, individual races, entire races.
I guess I would like some examples of that. I've never, I mean, here in Wisconsin, that's, you know, that's what I don't know if you're talking nationally or what.
Look, the Walker people admitted several times afterwards that they stole five elections.
I think in the...
And I mean, when I mean that is, you know, by doing it through...
The gerrymandering.
And voter discrimination.
And false, and
all
fake
kinds
news
of stuff.
Or false information, you know, in the advertising. But when it comes to... this is important to me because people have to understand the integrity of the actual vote, counting the votes.
I always vote.
That is solid, I think. And I think it's been proven solid after November.
I've never told anybody not to vote, but the way this is set up, folks, it's kind of caged against us. I don't know if anybody's noticed that yet or not, but these are not difficult problems to solve that we're facing. And yet, I've been watching it for 40 years now straight of this, well, we can't do this and we can't do that, but we can give billionaires everything. We can continue to destroy the planet, even though it's not saving us money doing the things that we're doing. It's costing us money, whether it's healthcare, whether it's the cost of energy, certainly the environment, folks. You know, one of the best things that happened was the XL pipeline. And then right away they're crying, well, 11,000 jobs. Only one planet, folks, with billions of people on it. And if you think that those 11,000 jobs are going to be there after they're done destroying the environment building it, get another clue, man.
A lot of workers in that pipeline were from Canada.
Yes. And I, you know, find a new renewable energy job that's going to be there forever, you know, and infrastructure jobs that will always be there that have been just gutted by this Republican Party nationwide, man. We'll be back in a little bit. Devil Radio 92.7 FM. Thanks.
Jimmy, crazy local music supporters have surrounded the studio. Take a look.
What do the signs say?
Support local music, double dipping is a right, and I love the Jimmys.
What do they want?
Live local music, Jimmy. Catch Max Inc. Radio every Saturday evening for the best of local music from Wisconsin. And live music performed in the Devil's Lair. Go to MaxIncRadio.com for the live music schedule. It's Max Inc. Radio, Saturdays at 6 on Devil Radio 92.7.
Give them what they want, rocker.
America has chosen Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to lead our country. Now it's time to get to work. Time to expand healthcare and tackle the coronavirus pandemic. Time to restore our democracy and unify our nation. It's time to put this administration to work for us. Text ACT to 668-366 to join the Move On movement to build an America for all. MoveOn.org. Political action paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Poll.MoveOn.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Stream the Devils and Progressive News and Talk 24-7 at the Devils Advocates Radio Network, Wisconsin. That's DARNWI.com. That's DARNWI.com.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be covering politics, all politics, from national to local, but from a Wisconsin perspective. This is open mic, no holds barred. You call in on any political subject. If you can say to a judge, the Attorney General of the United States instructed all the U.S. attorneys to investigate for fraud, which itself was wrong, anti-democratic. The U.S. attorneys don't go on a witch hunt.
Listen to Matt Flynn Direct every weekday from 6 to 8 a.m. only on Devil Radio. Gotta cut you down.
Madison, you say what? Each weeknight from 5 to 6, don't miss out on a single day of the Earl Ingram Show. Right here on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM.
Stay informed with Progressive News and Talk on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN, 1580 AM. Wanakee's choice for essential radio.
Good afternoon. I'm Legendary.
And welcome back to to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, outside the Pizza Box. Where did we leave off? Oh, I think we were talking about elections. And it's kind of hard to trust elections living in Wisconsin. And why would we? But we know actually how they're doing this, see? And so it's not all the accusations that the Republicans were making. That's what they do. You know, signing up dead people during a recall, you know, buying shots at the bar for people to sign recalls. We saw all that stuff. That isn't fake. That was on local news. That's Sinclair, man.
Right. There's no doubt, like with the gerrymandering, voter suppression, wiping out the rolls, all that is, you know, that.
Those are stolen elections.
Yes, I guess so. But the point I just want to make, the actual act of counting votes and the poll workers and how all that works, I don't believe that is tainted at all. This past election, look how transparent it was.
Oh, this last one for sure. I mean, absolutely, because they did everything that they did and complained about all of it. Everybody was prepared to do this in each state.
Same point about 2016, Mike. The Republicans right now are saying, well, what about you guys called voter fraud in 2016 when Trump got elected?
I predicted him winning.
But the voter fraud that we're talking about is the misinformation, the ads on Facebook, social media, TV, radio, and of course the gerrymandering, the voter suppression. That's what we're talking about.
That's actually not even voter fraud. I prefer to call it what it is. It's election fraud.
Yeah.
Which is what my point is. Nobody's ever won an election through voter fraud. They have through election fraud.
Right.
And they continue to. And if we had one, you know, nationwide holiday to do it, where everything was done the same in every state, but they do this on purpose, okay? And legislatures in every state have a right to set up how they do things, of course, with federal guidelines and the federal election. But it should all be the same. It should be uniform. I think other countries do that.
I'm okay. I think it's important. I support each municipality running their own elections. I think that's important. I think that's important to our democracy. You know, but there should be some standard, like if we can get rid of the gerrymandering, if we can say every person who's a citizen and 18 years or older, they should be able to vote no matter what.
Well, that's supposedly the way it is right now, but we know it isn't.
Well, no, that's the part that's
right.
That we're
one man, one woman, one vote. But that's not what's happening here. Nope. But it was fun to watch them fail. And it was even more fun to see that they didn't succeed on their coup attempt. And now it looks like, yeah, this was done by the Republican Party. They condoned it all the way up to the rally. Everybody knew it was coming. They didn't have the proper security there. I mean, I can't believe that they let those people just run roughshod over. That wasn't what happened in Wisconsin, folks. It's not what happened. It was... Nobody told everybody to come either. We all knew enough to stand up and defend our state. And of course, there's still millions of people in Wisconsin or at least a million that don't believe it, right? They believe everything. On the way here, this SUV, I hate driving. Every time you go driving, it's a risk, right? And I've got a suggestion. When we come back after the next break, I'm going to talk about laws that we should do for the road. But this SUV's coming just flying behind me with like black and yellow Iowa plates personalized. It said Iowa Walker. And it just reminded me of the day we went to the state fair.
You know, if Iowa wants Walker, they can have them.
Wow. Well, first of all, why are you up here, man? You know, Scott Walker's not even here. He's not governor anymore. But man, talk about, I'm sure they're probably somebody that lived here before. Proud supporter of Scott Walker. How's he doing, by the way? I mean, I know he's on Twitter and everything, but I just don't do Twitter, man.
Other than hearing Dom and Crute do the Walker bashing, I ignore Scott Walker. Dom and Crute is my portal to Scott Walker.
Well, he's pretty much non-accomplished at anything, you know? So I'm not surprised with that. He's like a TV dinner without the MSG.
Yes, exactly.
Just, like...
And it's still frozen in the middle of a little
bit. It's really not good for you. But, you know, some people thought that his ideas were good. Look at Wisconsin. You think that the citizens caused this or the Democratic Party did? I mean, I guess if you're upset, like one of those Proud Boys, and first of all, proud comes from the word pride, and pride is not always a good thing to be wearing everywhere. In fact, if you're wrong about what you're proud about, and I don't talk to those guys now right now either, because I get them excited just trying to talk them down or anything else. I just let it play out. You know, maybe they'll learn something. Maybe they'll pay attention to somebody else other than Donald Trump saying everybody that gets caught at this riot now is going to be charged. And they're like, what? Well, but for the Republican Party to pretend like, did he give Jim Jordan, GYM Jim Jordan, the Presidential Medal of Freedom? He gave him a medal this week. Mm. I heard that was what he gave.
I'm not sure. I have not heard this news, so I'm not sure if it happened or not.
Well, listen, I was in the hospital for a couple days, sick for 4 days, and so I intentionally didn't turn on any of that stuff, but I'm pretty sure that's what my mom told me. Hey, Mom, if you're listening, you can call in 1-844-967-2789. We take all callers. Just be gentle to me. You know, I shaved, and the only thing she could think about is, when am I going to get a haircut? Like, one chunk at a time here. Plus, I'm really not all that comfortable going to get my hair cut at a salon or anything still. I'm just not willing to go that far. But the beard is gone. So are the bad vibes of having a Trump administration and the Republicans controlling everything. But now is not the time to back off. And we're going to find out in the next few weeks, you know, how this sifts out, right? If we're going to knuckle under in the Senate to Mitch McConnell, because if we do this, he's not going to do that. I'm just so tired of the obstruction for the people. It's just frustrating as hell, man.
A quick Google search. I'm not finding anything about Jim Jordan from Ohio getting a medal.
Okay, cool. We still should take down his, you know, national championship honors in wrestling at the UW here. Because what he did and what he's a part of is wrong. And that's an institution of education, you know, something we should be proud about. And all these people are going to walk away from this unless we do something about it. We the people, that is. We should never forget L.A. Tom. He's right. We're going to break, eh?
Yeah, you got 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Until the hard break.
Yeah, well, I'm still waiting for the phones to light up. Maybe it's too nice outside or people are getting ready for the Packer game this weekend.
Go Packo.
Yeah? All right, we'll be back in a little bit, man.